Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. You know me, I love to bring stocks to your attention. My name is Glenn. I'm the senior stock market strategist for VectorVest, and I do a lot of live streams, and I've asked people over and over, have some of the stock picks that we've given to you really helped you? And overwhelmingly, I'm finding people who are telling me yes upon yes upon yes. And today, I got three more stocks on my radar. But wait, there's more. I've got possibly three more picks that are heavily traded today that you may need to keep your eyes on as well. And I'm going to show you a simple technique to let you know when it's the right time to be in them and when to not be in them. And also show you if you're a little bit more greedy or aggressive or prudent and wait for the right opportunities. I got a lot of stuff. So we're going to start here. And guess what? I'm not giving you this stock pick yet. I'm going to make you work for the pick before I give it to you. Here's three stocks. These are my three stocks that are on the radar, and I want you to take a look at them and say to yourself, is this worth the stock that I would want to get into it? So we got a mixed market today. We do know that Israel did a limited attack on Iran. So the market is trying to digest what's going on with that. The market to me is like, I don't know what to do. So I think because the attack was limited, the market is showing some signs of wanting to continue move higher. But I think, you know, you got to look at it this way. An attack is an attack is an attack, no matter what. So hopefully you saw my short today that talked about the defense stocks that are moving. And I gave you a pick there as well. If you haven't looked at it, I invite you to go take a look at the short that I did today. So let's start off. First stock. Well, it looks like it's an ETF. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. It's got an RT of 1.62, though. The stock or the ETF is definitely in an upturn. The second stock up today, 7%. But look at this. Not fundamentally sound. Wow, Glenn, why are you putting this on the list? You're going to know why in a second. This is definitely a stock on my radar. It's got an RT of 1.38, and it's a buy, even though it's not fundamentally sound. Then I come down to this stock here. It's only up about 0.25%. Relative value not there. Relative safety not there. Good, googly moogly. And it's a hold, and it's got negative earnings growth rate. Again, Glenn, why are you showing me this stock as a stock that's on your radar? Wait a minute. Have I ever let you down? Well, don't answer that question because there's a couple of stock picks that I put out there that didn't quite work out as well as I'd like them to work out. But there's reasons why I've got these three stocks that are on my radar. Let's scroll over a little bit more. How about this? The sales growth rate on this stock up 165%. Good gravy. That may be a good pick, but earnings yield is negative. PE stock is probably overvalued. Okay, we'll keep on going over. None of these stocks pay a dividend. All right, well, good, bad, or indifferent. They do have a lot of volume. These are very liquid stocks, very liquid stocks. Scroll over. Let's go see what industries they're in. One is a currency ETF. One is software business. And one is electronics miscellaneous products. Good thing about this list is that it is nicely diversified in the stocks that we have, and they all have good market cap as well. So, are you ready to see the stocks? All right, here they are. I am going to right-click on this. I'm going to auto-fit all columns, and boom, there they are. All right, so why do I have these stock picks? Well, we all know that we're going to have a halving, cutting in half of Bitcoin. That's why these two stocks are here, IBIT and CleanSpark, at the top of the list, and they are moving up prior to the halving. So I think that those are stocks that you want to consider. They both have RTs above one. Why is Snap on here? Grossly overvalued with an RV and RS below one. Well, you do know that TikTok is going through a possible ban. With that, Snap is going to be the beneficiary of that. A lot of people are going to be moving over to Snap. That's why this stock is on my radar. It's only up minimally today, but I think that as this process goes on, it's going to show that Snap is going to be the beneficiary. So Snapchat surges as TikTok bill on potential fast track through Congress. That's why I like Snapchat. Let's go over to CleanSpark. CleanSpark, a top pick miner. And I think that the miners are going to get hurt initially by the halving. But CleanSpark, CleanSpark has shown impressive growth and efficiency in its mining operations with plans to expand its hash rate. CleanSpark's equity financing and low debt to equity ratio makes it an attractive stock going into the Bitcoin post-halving. And then IBIT, that is my spot ETF that I like. BTC, Bitcoin supply is shrinking. That's why a lot of people think that it's going to move up very quickly as the halving happens. So IBIT is the third stock on my list as far as my radar picks. All right, so let me show you something. I'm going to graph these, and a great process on which to know when is the time to be in a stock or not. All right, IBIT, this is what we call the star search graph layout. It creates three lanes by utilizing two Bollinger Bands. Fast lane, stock is running. Just like on a car, you know, in the fast lane, you want to get around people that drive slow like Joey. I got to get around them. I'm in the fast lane. Then Joey gets out of the way, and then I get into the middle lane, and now it's in the slow lane. That's not the place you want to buy. Currently, it's back in the middle lane. The reason why it's a pick is because of the event that will be going on April 20th, which is tomorrow, the halving of Bitcoin. That's why this is on the list. Now, understand this is more of an aggressive play because it's not currently in the fast lane. Let's go to CleanSpark. Nice move up. Still in the middle lane. Again, in the fast lane, the stock has the propensity to move higher. Not there yet. So again, more of an aggressive play. The fast DPO, the 9-period DPO, is above zero, not the 20-day yet. So again, more of an aggressive pick. And the third stock on the radar, Snap. I like this pick because it may be the beneficiary of TikTok possibly going away or having to be sold. It is in the fast lane, but what I really like about it is the channel or the pinch. And last time that happened, look at that. There was the pinch. It broke to the downside. Pinch, pinch, pinch. This is a long pinch. When it breaks, it's going to break in a big way. Again, in the fast lane, would I buy it yet? Remember, this is on my radar. I would wait for it to show me a little bit move to break out of this pinch. So, folks, really straight to the point. Oh, wait. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to use the same technique to track stocks that are very heavily traded today. Most traded stocks, possibly three more stocks for you to keep on your radar. UNH, Bank of America, and Exxon, all moving up today. UNH is the only one that's really fundamentally sound. The other two, not as much. Let's scroll over. Earnings growth and all buy recommendations, all VSTs above one. Let's get to the punch. Let's go take a look at these. Are they worth it by way of this cherry picking technique? UNH, a little bit more volatile in the fast lane. Both DPOs are up. Like the pick. Bank of America, nicely moving up after earnings, but not in the fast lane yet. And again, every time the stock is in the fast lane, you get opportunities to make money. So this is a little bit more of an aggressive move. And the last one is Exxon. Beautiful move in the fast lane. Came out. Let's go see if he can get back in the fast lane and give us possibly some of the same results. So there you go, folks. Straight to the point. Thank you for staying to the end. You got a two for today. You got six stocks that are on my radar, three of them that are heavily traded, and pretty much meet all of the criteria that I need. Folks, if you like this video, make sure you hit the like button. If you're brand new to the channel and you want to be updated on all of these stocks that we have on our radars, picks for you to go take and make money off of, like a lot of our VV Nation, make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon. Also remember, share this content, let other people know what we are doing here on VectorVest. We do the work, you reap the rewards. Folks, until that next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.